First of all, Kamal, a disappointing loss yesterday. Talk about that a little bit and trying to right the ship a little bit on the road.
Yeah, disappointing loss. I mean, we didn't get the result we wanted, but there were some good things out of it. We saw some good plays, put in some good work in practice, but just fell short just a little bit. But, I mean, it's back to the drawing board, and we're motivated this week. We're at home. Just going to go out there and grind like we always do.
14 tackles for you is what we had you credited with. Now the coaches maybe find two or three more when the coaches look at it in your effort at safety. It's been an interesting package. This isn't the first time you've played significant snaps. Yes, William Moore's down, and you're now the starting safety on this team, but you played significant snaps in your three safety kind of configuration you guys go with Lowry in the game, as well as you and Willie Moe at the time. Now it's obviously Southward's coming in the game as well as the third safety. How did that kind of take shape? And I guess you're trying to get guys on the field that can tackle and cover. Talk about that a little bit.
I guess it was just the package they drew up through preseason. He got a look at both safeties, and I guess he liked what he saw. And just getting guys on the field just to match up with other offenses and just – you know, just trying to create that matchup, because you know in the NFL it's a game of matchups. You don't want to be out leveraged or out athletic at some position. Mm-hmm. And I mean, with those reps, I mean it got me prepared for what I'm doing now, starting safety. And I mean, just trying to get better from there.
Kamal Ishmael joins us in the Player Spotlight on the Coach's Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dave Archer, Wes Durham. I've got to ask you about the path here, because a year ago, you were on the roster, occasionally up, maybe later in the year, certainly up. Mm-hmm. What's this path been like? I mean, the difference in last year and this year is quite remarkable, I would think.
Yeah, it was a rough rookie season. I've been on the worst side of things. I mean, had a losing record. And for myself, just I came in, wanted to make a difference, but unfortunately I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I was motivated. After that season, everything started to kick in. You're in the league. This job's not gonna last forever. Make the most out of it as you can right now. Work to be the best. And once after I got that year under my belt, like everything just kicked in. What coach was saying, because as a rookie, he tells you stuff and you're like, yeah, it's not gonna be me, man. Whatever, it's not gonna be me. Mm-hmm. But now you actually feel it in that second year. Oh, I can get cut. These guys aren't playing. They're trying to replace everybody. And it just kicked into me, and I was like, yo, it can't be me. That's when I do something, I want to be the best. I want to make an impact. And that offseason, I just grind from working out to flying back to Atlanta, working with AJ, just doing crazy things. I mean, I was kicking a soccer ball for my left leg because my planting braked on my left leg. It wasn't as good as my right. So we were just working, grinding. And then flying back to Miami, seeing my family, then working out there and working out with some of my high school guys that I knew who are in college or in the NFL now. And, I mean, it was just a grind for me.
So you really kind of understand it's a business? Is that what happens? Or
yeah.
Is it the dynamics of the game change for you?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, when I first came in as a rookie, I walked into the lunchroom and I was hiding my cell phone like, hey, this is in college. Like, everybody's on their cell phone. I'm like, because in college, O'Leary was like, man – you don't want to show a cell phone in a building. When I came in here, it's like a business.
Yeah.
You can do what you want, but when you're in a building and we start going on the field and in meetings, you better be souped up and ready to go. You better know everything. You're responsible for it. And, man, everything just kicked in for me.
Falcon safety, Kamal Ishmael with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 14 tackles this last weekend in his start against the Giants. Kamal, that's not something it's foreign to you now. When you start talking about last year, just four games, most of that was on special teams. But prior to that, at Conference USA, I don't think maybe people know, Defensive Player of the Year in 2012 in the Conference USA, had over 120 tackles your senior season. So getting to the football and putting guys on the ground is kind of something you're used to.
Yeah. I mean,
2 minutes.
I mean, that's what I was brought up to do. Ever since high school, I was – safety, corner, and my style of play is just run and hit. Go full speed. What can go wrong if you go full speed? And with O'Leary back in college, he's a hard-nosed guy. He didn't want any cut tackles. And, I mean, you're going to face your fears. If that guy comes your way, you better run into him. Do something. Just don't go low. And I mean, that's what I was coached up to do. So, I mean, that's what I want to do now. Be Lil Mo, if you so to speak. Lil Mo.
Well, I can only imagine. You talk about how fast the calendar's moved in 1 year, and now here in the last couple of weeks, I bet it's moved even faster, huh?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, I'm learning so much, and everything's coming at me full speed, but, you know, that's what I'm paid to do, to handle it, manage situations.
All right, Kamal Ishmael's with us, the Falcon safety. We'll get into a little more of not just what's going on this year, but what lies ahead. And probably before we're done, we owe a nod to the North Miami Beach High School and all these guys from Miami who are now playing on this Falcon roster. We'll get to that and more with Kamal Ishmael. Coach's show continues from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The pressure down the field, intercepted, Kamal Ishmael, touchdown Atlanta. Holy smokes, 22-yard pick six for Kamal Ishmael.
This is the Coach's Show with Wes Durham and Dave Archer. Let's go back live to Flowery Branch with this week's Falcons player guest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Don't you love the synergy of this show? Kamal Ishmael's the player guest.
We'd like to have a couple more of those.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Thanks for spending some time with us. You mentioned this during the break, and we'll get into some of the high school stuff in a moment. You had to wait around a little bit for the draft, huh?
Yeah, I did.
243, seventh round.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? What were you thinking going in, and then what happened? And kind of the emotions have got to be like a roller coaster, right?
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, I'm a level-headed guy. I understand situations and things. Like, I knew it was going to be a real late call.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just had faith. And the best part about it, I got drafted to my favorite team. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, nice. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Why did you think it was going to be late? I just mentioned that you were the Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year, 124 tackles, three interceptions, three forced fumbles. I mean, you were all over the field. You're a three-time all-conference performer. Mm-hmm. I mean, why did you think it was going to be a late call? What information did they give you on that?
Just looking at my draft grade. And, I mean, I have no control over that, but yeah. It's whatever they rated me. And Conference USA, it wasn't really the biggest thing back when I came out. It wasn't really the biggest thing. I mean, now we're getting more publicity from beating Baylor and winning the Fiesta Bowl. And, I mean, I'm grateful for it. I'm on my favorite team. I mean, things could have been different, but I'm grateful for it.
All right, North Miami Beach High School. We got to get into some of this. I was looking. I know more about North Miami Beach High School than I ever thought I would. And I didn't realize Louis Delmas was a second round draft pick for Detroit back in what 2009, I believe. Mm-hmm. Now with the Miami Dolphins, did he come back and do any mentoring to younger players? How did that work?
Yeah, once I go back home, it's all family from EJ Biggers, Jonathan Ciprian, and Louis Delmas. I mean, I see those guys all the time at the school. Talk to me how the season go, what you thinking this year. I mean, and we also train at the same place. So once we get together, it's all family. Just working on our craft, having fun, and I mean, just talking about things.
Jacksonville, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we hear so much about how big time high school football is in Georgia, Florida. Well, you can tell the story about how, I mean, I just asked you at the break, undefeated season in 07 at North Miami Beach High School, but there was no title attached to it, so I asked you what happened.
Yeah, I mean, game coming down to the wire versus Deerfield Beach. And throws me the pass. I catch it, look it in, turn to run, and the ball just slips right out in the end zone. And
who was on the other team?
Denard Robinson.
I mean, it's a who's who against guys you played against in high school, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. A lot of talent down there in Florida.
Whose dreads looked better back in that game, yours or his?
Probably mine's. I mean, I was still growing them. They were a little bit more fresh. But now I'm kind of with the rugged look right now.
The rugged look.
I'm grinding. This is the grinding look.
Well, Falcon safety Kamal Ishmael with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 49 consecutive starts in college. And now you're starting in the National Football League at safety. Got a big-time group coming in here. I know you haven't had a chance to watch any film on it. Still breaking down today's the game from yesterday. But you know that Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey are lining up. Mm-hmm. They got a pretty good tight end and Bennett. Your initial thoughts about going back to the Dome. The last time you were in the Dome,
ooh,
you went to the house of the touchdown. Talk about getting back at home and trying to right the ship a little bit.
I mean, you want to be perfect at home because you want to defend your dome. But, I mean, with these guys coming in, there's a lot of talent on the team. Well, we're going to approach it just like we approach every week. Go to work, watch film, get on that field and just grind. I mean, there's a lot of talent from Brandon Marshall, UCF guy. So
that's right. Yeah, that's right.
But, I mean, I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at him. He's my enemy. And we're going to go out there and try to dominate.
Kamal, there's a core group of you guys in the second year. Desmond, you, Rob, I mean, there are a couple guys on the offensive side. I mean, it's interesting how last year, Warlow be another one on defense, Joplo, guys that have Malachi. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You can roll off second year guys here really on both sides of the ball. What do you learn from last year that's applicable this year and helps you going forward? I mean, you talked about, you know, just understanding it's a business. Collectively, what did you guys think you learned a year ago?
Well, for me, and I could say for them too, anything could happen. You wouldn't think you would be in a situation where, hey, it's a must-go situation right now. You're up. You have to go. And that's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, TD went down, Zeke went down. Hey, come on, it's your time. You go from being the last safety to being like, hey, you're up now. You got to know this. We don't have 2 weeks to get you ready. We have a couple days, matter of fact,
right,
to get you ready for this game, and that's what it is. And, I mean, just being prepared. Just being prepared.
Yeah.
Come on, what has to happen with this defense now for you guys to turn the corner? Had some signs, got pushed around a little bit, pushed around a lot of bit in Minnesota, changed some things, and had a much better outing for about three quarters against this Giant team, yet the dam kind of broke, weren't getting any help on the offensive side of the ball. Next thing they know, they put enough points on the board to beat you. What has to change now defensively to get yourselves going and where you're a defense that, hey, can get a stop in the final 2 minutes or can really dominate a game? What needs to happen for this team, you think?
I mean, we show pretty good signs in the game. We're coming together. We've made a big jump. We've made progress. The trust is going to be there. And there's different faces in the game. From the linebacker, it could be Paul, it could be Shimbo, it could be Bartu. I mean, we have a good rotation going in. At the safety position, Moore is out. Me, Dwight, and Dez. So we're going to mold together. It's going to happen.
Let me ask you this. You've got a lot of new faces. You just mentioned a lot of new faces, some young faces on the team. Who's the leader on the team? Who's the leader defensively, or is it a collection of guys? I mean, obviously Spoon being out. Spoon was kind of that natural guy because he'd been here. Willie Moe, gone. You're in there. Who is that guy? Because you mentioned there's a lot of different faces in the game. Who's the leader of the defense?
We have veterans. I mean, OC speaks up. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Bamino speaks up. Mm-hmm. Croy speaks up. But in our backfield, I mean, I try to speak up, but True does a good job. Desmond Trufant, he does a good job. Just for instance, we just had a meeting with the first and second year guys. He pulled us in there, and we all talked and sat down, like what's on our mind, making sure our mental is right. And True's come a long way. It's no reason. It's like no. You know he's a first round pick just by the way he acts and the things he does. True is ready to go, and I respect True for that.
You guys' meeting room run by a guy that I think is a heck of a football coach, Tim Lewis. Former number one draft pick himself, yeah. Green Bay Packer, unfortunately was forced out of the game because of some injuries, neck injury. That room and what he imparts on a young building, really a young group of secondary guys, what's he talk to you guys about?
Tim's a real detailed and critical guy. He knows what he's talking about. He's been in the league a long time. He's been around for a long time. And, I mean, when he says something, you listen because you know it's going to have some kind of impact on you in your game. And Tim does a good job. So does Joe Dana. Joe Dana is a good coach, too. He does a good job with recognizing things and just helping out Tim.
Kamal Ishmael with us here on the Coach's Show. A couple minutes left. The Falcons are at home with Chicago on Sunday. Kick at 4:25 at the Dome. And Ackerman Security Systems countdown to kickoff starts at 2:25. And then off to Baltimore and then off to England. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think you'd be playing football in Europe?
No, sir, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's a good opportunity. And
sure.
It's going to be a great time there and hopefully get that win.
2 minutes.
Too.
Yeah.
But I would have never thought.
Now, you missed UCF by a couple of years playing in Ireland.
Yeah.
That would have been bizarre, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would have, man.
especially O'Leary taking you to Ireland. That probably would have been a little more than.
And I understand you have to drink like a pint of beer before you play, and that's not good either. That's a tough scenario. Kamal Ishmael with us here for about another minute or so. Kamal, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about go back college real quickly. You have your major done in general studies, but you also minored in coaching, have the degree. Tell me about that real quickly. Is that something you'd like to do once you're through playing?
Probably, most likely. I did it because I didn't want to step too far away from the game if my time was to, you know, run out. But I didn't really want to step too far away from the game. I have two little brothers who are in college right now playing, so I'll be there. When things are said and done, so I'll be watching them.
Where are they playing?
One's at Western Michigan and one's at Syracuse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Western Michigan.
That's where Louis Delmas played, right?
Yeah.
Just did Western Michigan last week.
I know.
Yeah. Against Virginia Tech. Didn't work out well for the Broncos of Western Michigan.
And you've done Syracuse, too.
Yeah. That's right.
Didn't work out well for Syracuse that day either. But it's worked out well for Kamal.
I must be bad luck.
It's worked out well for Kamal. Luck.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Thanks
okay.
for the time.
You're welcome, man.
Appreciate it very much. Kamal Ishmael
keep balling,
joining
man.
Us. Yep. Falcons and Bears coming up on Sunday, 4:25 kick. J.P. Peterson-Coywire start our coverage on the floor of the Dome at 2:25. For Dave Archer and our great crew here at Flowery Branch, Wes Durham, thanks so much for listening to the Coach's Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.